You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. And during the pandemic, it was reported that online hate crimes towards disabled people went up by 50%. Here with me today to talk about all kinds of hate crime and what you can do if you are ever a victim is David Hinchcliffe, Hate Crime Ambassador for Disability Equality. Thank you so much for joining us, David. Can you tell us a little bit about the work that you do with Disability Equality?
Well, pre-pandemic, I am involved with the Hate Crime Project at Disability Equality, and we just started back up doing one or two bits. But before lockdowns and everything, well, it was a three-year project. It's coming to the end of 3 years, unfortunately, next month. But for the first 18 months or so, we were basically gathering contacts, and most recent thing, we got an initiative called Safe Places, and we'd started work on that pre-pandemic, and we're going to places in Preston city centre, and those are like retail outlets, taxi firms, takeaways, charity shops, informing them about our services and asking them whether they wanted to be part of the scheme and display stickers in their windows and telling people about the project, and basically asking them for a bit of a commitment in terms of, if somebody went into the shop feeling vulnerable in whatever way, shape or form, whether, say, they'd fallen ill or a bit panicky, they've lost their phone, their purse or something, and as a consequence of all those things, needed to contact somebody, but couldn't obviously because there's no means of doing so, these places would offer them the opportunity to contact people.
Like a safe space sort of thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, exactly.
What made you want to focus on, you say you've been working on this specific campaign for nearly 3 years, which is a long time. What made you want to focus on hate crimes?
Basically, I've been involved with disability equality for a long time, for a number of years in various capacities. But in terms of hate crime, I've been a victim of hate crime on and off for many years. And so I wanted really to turn a negative and my learned experiences into a positive by supporting people, you know, who were going through it themselves.
It's a horrible, horrible thing to have to go through, being the victim of a hate crime. And a lot of these crimes don't get reported, do they? There's quite a low rate of them being reported and also them being prosecuted. Why do you think people or victims of hate crimes might not want to report them?
Well, they may not know where to go. One of the big reasons, though, is that they may fear reprisals if the perpetrators or whatever found out that they've gone to the police or whatever, you know. So the main reason is, I guess, not wanting to report the fear of what could happen, whether it may even be worse than what's happened in the first place.
But we know that there is people out there who can support people who've been victims of hate crimes, like yourselves.
Yes, there are a number of support networks and ways in which people can report hate crimes.
Can you tell us a little bit about what to do then if somebody is a victim of a hate crime and they're feeling anxious about reporting it, or how would you go about reporting it? What would you advise people do?
Well, it depended on how comfortable they felt about reporting it, because they could obviously report it through 999 if it was an emergency type situation, or 101 if it wasn't as much of an immediate emergency situation. They could also report it online, but in terms of what I consider a safer way to do it is through what are called third-party reporting centres, and the organisation for which I volunteer, Disability Equality, being one of those, where people can come and report it anonymously in safety, and then the agency would then get in touch with the police and act as a conduit.
And they can support the people who have been the victim as well. They'll have that sort of support behind them, and they won't feel so much like they're on their own.
Some of the volunteers, if not all, will have had first-hand experience of the hate crimes. And as such, obviously, we encourage people to have an empathic situation. And obviously, if you've been a victim of such a thing, you're more like, you'd have some empathy with the situation.
Absolutely. What advice would you give to somebody who has been the victim of hate crime? As yourself, you have been through incidents of hate crime in the past. What advice would you give to someone who's going through that right now?
Report it, because in not reporting it, you are basically making it more difficult for yourself, really, and you don't know how far it's going to escalate should you not report it, because things could escalate further. And basically, one hate crime is a billion hate crimes too many. There is absolutely no need for it. And the only way it is going to be dealt with is if people report it. And if people don't report it and the perpetrators think that as a consequence you can get away with it, not alter their behaviour.
And people, and when you do report it, there are people there who can support you, like we've said, like yourselves at Disability Equality. You can always ring the helpline at RNIB. There are people out there to support people who've been the victim of hate crimes, aren't there?
Absolutely, yes. And what we say at our organisation is, if it doesn't feel right or look right, tell someone. Basically, the worst thing you can do is bottle it up, because then the perpetrators have essentially won.
Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for turning a negative experience, into something so positive, and to help others who are going through similar circumstances to yourself in the past. You can find out more about Disability Equality and the work that David's been doing on their website, www.disability-equality.org.uk.